How are you doing?
Hey,
how you doing?
thanks for having us.
Hey, no, thank you for doing this with us. So we have a Q&A, right? Of the F# Foundation and .NET Foundation.
That's right. We got a few slides we'll walk through first, just to kind of, tell everybody what each foundation is kind of up to. So we'll kind of roll through a few slides. Oh, I'm sharing my screen, I think.
Yep.
And then we'll open it up to questions. And Javier, you're also on the board of directors of
I
Adaya.
am.
You can ask us questions too.
Perfect. Sounds good. I'm gonna drop out of here, and then I'm gonna share your slides, Beth, and we are off. Take it
All
away.
right. Cool. All right. So here we are. My name is Beth Massey. As I mentioned, I'm on the board of directors for the .NET Foundation, and I'm also the director of marketing for the .NET platform here at Microsoft. Alan?
Hey, yeah. So I'm on the board of the F# Software Foundation, and I look forward to talking about it. So.
All right. Okay, so first, me and Alan wanted to kind of walk through sort of memory lane on .NET sort of open source journey and sort of like the series of kind of events since 2001 of how kind of .NET became open source, starting with actually F Sharp. Okay, so it's very apropos that we are at an F Sharp conference and we are talking about .NET open source and F Sharp leading the way. ECMA 335 was the first spec, I guess, released as open source, right, for the common language infrastructure, which was really about like multi-languages on the same runtime, which is what .NET's all about. And at the same time, Mono project began, right? So Microsoft took and implemented ECMA 335 for Windows specifically. Mono project began fully in the open source world as an implementation for Linux. But with 2005, the F# language was released, invented and released open source with Apache 2.0 license. It wasn't until like 3 years later where the ASP.NET web team at Microsoft started releasing parts of the ASP.NET framework open source. MVC, web platform became open source. And then in 2012, Alan, there you go, the F#
Yeah,
Software Foundation. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
well, it was founded in 2012. I don't have that much more to say. It's just a really exciting event because it started kicking off community building in open source and .NET in particular. So it's really awesome.
So the F# Software Foundation was founded really for around building that community, right? So in 2014, in April 2014, the compiler platform, .NET compiler platform, the Roslyn team had been building this compiler as a service for VB and C Sharp for a few years, actually. It was released in 2014 as open source, and that was the year that the .NET Foundation was also founded. Now, the .NET Foundation was founded to really not just for the community and the ecosystem, but also to support open source projects built on .NET as well. So we do a lot of project support services as well, in addition to the community and ecosystem building. And then you can kind of see from there, in November 2014, the .NET Core project began. That was literally like a kind of copy-paste rewrite of the .NET framework, the source open and but not open source framework at the time, and a kind of a restart and a reboot of a cross-platform open source .NET. Mono project actually joined the foundation in 2016. That's also when Microsoft purchased Xamarin. So the kind of the family kind of joined back together. And since then, you kind of have seen .NET evolve to become, more and more unified. Okay, so in November last year, we released .NET 5, and we dropped the core to signify the unification of the platform itself. Okay, and that means all the great stuff from .NET Framework coming into .NET Core, all the great stuff from Mono and Xamarin coming into .NET Core to create just one .NET. And in November this year, we'll release .NET 6, and we'll have the completion of that unification with Mono finally. Okay, so that's just a little history lesson of kind of where we are. So the F# Software Foundation actually existed 2 years before the .NET Foundation did. So Alan, why don't you give a little spiel about what the F# Software Foundation is all about?
Yeah, so if you go to the next slide, we have our mission statement, which I really want to just kind of take a moment to focus on. Our mission is to grow, support, and educate a diverse community around the F-sharp programming language ecosystem. And there's a lot of little components there, right? So we have the F-sharp programming language ecosystem. So that's not just the language itself, it's the tooling, it's the, you know, projects like Fable or Elmish, or, you know, so it's a lot of fun. We help maintain some of those projects through community building and working with people. And so that's where the grow and support kind of comes in. And education is really important, because if you don't have people learning, then you're not building your base. And of course, diversity it helps prevent fragility, right? So it's not just a moral goal, it's also a stability goal. If you have a very narrow cultural lens, you're going to fail to really, if something came up, it could cause you to not see the whole picture. So diversity is a really critical component. And I personally view it as a critical component to long-term success. So if we go to the next slide, it'll kind of have some of our leadership team. We've got Kevin and myself and Pim and Elliot, Philip, Dave, Jeanne, and Reed. Reed is the president, I believe is the term for that. He's a selected position.
Executive director,
yes. Yeah. And we were all elected as board members, and I believe there's going to be a new election this fall. So
cool.
That'll be fun. So we have several initiatives, and some of them are more just social, and some of them are more about meeting that goal, that sort of mission statement. Firstly, I'd like to talk about the Foundation Slack. If you're not a member and you're just starting to get into F#, go to the Slack first. Don't go to Stack Overflow. Go to the Slack, because there's people there who are available 24/7 as a result of being in every continent. You know, we have people around the clock. And it's really helpful to get back and forth advice rather than a sort of, here's your answer. Wait, that didn't quite answer my question. So, and we also have a forums on the fsharp.org site that you can go to, ask questions, and you're going to get community answers. So that, we really recommend the Slack as a first place to get started. And it's a private Slack, so you do have to go to fsharp.org and sign up as a member. And then we let you in. That helps us maintain the community and prevent spam and so forth. We have a mentorship program. This is like one of our big ones that I'm really excited about. We connect developers to an existing F# project maintainer, and they mentor them in the same way that you would think like an internship. It's really awesome. We've had tremendous results. People have been very happy with it. And I think it's one of our strongest programs that both meets our diversity goals and are trying to help, you know, because we're a 501c3. One of our targets is to help marginalize, underrepresented, you know, economically disadvantaged groups to kind of get in there. And so that's one of the things that really helps that is if you can give people some job experience, that's really helpful. And it helps our community, it helps open source. So I really support that.
Actually, just attending this conference today, I just interrupt real quick. It's just been amazing to see the how much everybody helps each other. So I really admire that about the F# community and the mentoring that you guys all do. A very open community, which is great. You're open to new questions and learning, and that's awesome. And you know, all the best and success. And if anybody out there, right, wants to help with being a mentor or, you know, a mentee, we might have a lot of people wanting to learn F# after this event. This would be a great program to look into, right?
That's right. Yeah. And if you're interested, you just go in the Slack and you let us know through the FSSF channel. So it's like hashtag FSSF in the Slack. And just let us know that you're interested, and we'll sort of set you up and try and pair you with a mentee the next time we're doing the mentorship program. So it's really awesome. We love it. As far as the community diversity program, that's where we're kind of helping people who normally aren't necessarily might be overlooked or not sort of put up to the challenge. to attend conferences, training courses, community events. Similarly with our down there, the speakers program, but really for this specific program, it's about attendance and training. And I think it's a good program, and I think it's been pretty cool. We've got various user groups, and one of the things I was thinking about talking about here is we do have user groups. I have one I run in Raleigh, North Carolina, and it's kind of funny because it's virtual now as a result of COVID. We've been getting people from San Francisco and Florida, and it's really funny. But one of the things I was thinking about when I was talking to Beth is, well, really, we should also maybe talk about pairing up with some of the .NET user groups that exist. I know in the Triangle we have Trinug, and it would be awesome. And I know Jamie Dixon was running one at one Trinug previous year, but it'd be really awesome if we put more effort into maybe roping more .NET developers to cross-pollinate and have that understanding of F-sharp and having more of a back and forth and a relationship and a conversation. So that's sort of what I was hoping with talking with Beth. That made me think, well, you know, I think I like that we have our F-sharp focus groups because we can focus on things that matter to us. But I also thought, oh, it'd be cool if we collaborated more, we partnered more, or maybe even spoke at .NET user groups more. So
yeah, I mean, we have a whole Meetup Pro group, the .NET group, over 300 groups worldwide. So, you know, if you, and we have groups that are specific, like Xamarin, for instance, so specific frameworks and, you know, applications and app models under .NET. So different language groups are absolutely welcome as well, for sure. We just look for active communities that, you know, we are willing to help, you know, build that network for sure.
Yeah. And one of the ones is the speaker program. So the speaker program is to help support speakers for events and meetup groups. And that's where we sort of pay to help people get to those groups. And I know with everything virtual, that's been less of a hurdle. So we've been a little less active on that front. But once things start to calm down, the hope would be to sort of ramp that up again and start getting more people out there and talking. And we've had, I know in my own meetup group, it's been really awesome to have members of the community come by and give a talk. So I think it'd be good, and it might help sort of inject some enthusiasm.
Absolutely.
And then finally, for sort of our initiatives, our major initiatives anyway, we have events. And one of those was the Applied F-Sharp Challenge, which was a couple of years back. And that was where we set up a list of sort of targets and tried to get practical applied, you know, F-sharp, you know, because a lot of people like to write F-sharp to do little scripts or fun things, or but they don't get to do it at work, right? Their workplace isn't currently using F-sharp. So they use it for, I know in my own work, I use it for small scripts that are transient, but not necessarily checked in, right? But it's really nice to see practical, pragmatic applications of F-sharp to solve real-world problems. That was an awesome challenge. We wanted to run it this year, and we had some challenges getting judges as a result of just sort of everyone's time being spread thin. But I'm hoping in the future we'll be able to start that up again. And we saw some awesome submissions for the Applied F-Sharp Challenge.
Cool.
I think, go ahead, Beth.
I just think I think that was cool. Like we've the .NET Foundation also has looked into, like, you know, Summer Code and Hacktoberfest and that sort of thing as well. So I know our outreach committee has worked through a lot of little things and logistics. It's just been tough with the pandemic, so we kind of understand, like, you know, these events are just hard to execute. This one completely, you know, is sponsored by the F-Sharp Software Foundation. So thank you, and the .NET Foundation. These virtual events is sort of where we've had to go, but I think they're pretty effective too, so.
Yeah, and I guess that puts to mind something that I forgot to add to this slide. Yeah, we do sponsor events like this. Like I know before I was a board member, they sponsored my Southern Fried F-Sharp, which was hosted at Red Hat, and Red Hat graciously offered this space. I know, like, we've sponsored various conferences and so forth, especially ones that don't charge ticket price. Right. And then we've also done the outreachy program, which is where we try and help people contribute and write some code, some F-sharp code. And then finally, this week, we're running the F-sharp game jam. It's not too late to write some F-sharp this weekend. I can always extend the deadline if I get a whole bunch of people saying, please give me 3 more days.
Cool, that's it. Whoever's watching right now wants to get into F-sharp. This might be your chance right now. Yeah. Alan will extend the deadline.
And, you know, there's a lot of ways to do it. You can use Fable and Web Canvas, right? You can use Monogame. You know, things that people traditionally think of as C#, they work great with F#. I know because I've done it myself. I think if you're looking for like more experimental approaches, Aardvark is really exciting and interesting. So there's a lot of different approaches that have been sort of tread for indie game development. So if you're excited about that, come see it. It's on Itch. I can link to it. So
cool.
And it's just called F# Jam. Yeah, so how to get involved. So say you're reading this, you're like, oh, I'd love to really contribute to the F# Software Foundation. First step, join the Slack, because that's where a lot of our communication happens, and that's where a lot of our community building happens. And it's also where we get most of our feedback, right? So the F# Software Foundation Slack, the FSSF, little tongue twister. We love to hear from you, and you might decide after being there for a year, you want to be on the board. That could be a great way to contribute. We're always looking for people. Now there is a sort of expectation of at least like, you know, 10 or 15 hours a month of contribution, and we meet twice a month. But if that's exciting to you, then we might be interested in having you join. You can join one of our programs. Just hit us up in the Slack, which you have already joined. And let us know in the FSSF channel that you're interested in contributing or guiding or even leading one of our programs. It doesn't have to be led by a board member. That's just been done because, you know, board members tend to be excited and want to put their elbow grease in. But anyone can work on
board as well. So very boots on the ground kind of boards. Sounds like both of these foundations. It's great.
Yeah. But we would love, I mean, I know I would love to have more, you know, if you're a member and you just want to contribute and you don't want to vote or make decisions, we're more than happy to have you help.
We always want volunteers. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
And the easiest one is being a mentor or a mentee, right? I don't mean easiest in terms of effort, but in terms of how much planning you need to do. You know, you just get them on board, come up with a sort of, this is how we get started. It's going to help you write your docs, right? So if you're a maintainer of an open source library and you're like, it seems like people aren't getting it and they're not telling me that they're not getting it. Mentoring is an excellent way to improve your documentation. You know, your people are going to tell you, hey, I'm struggling with this and I don't know how to move forward. A lot of times if you don't mentor someone, they hit that snag and they walk away. They don't tell you. They just keep it to themselves because they feel embarrassed that they don't understand it. But if you're mentoring them, there's a bit of an obligation that, hey, I don't understand this, right? They are somewhat expected to speak up. And so it actually provides a lot of value, not just the labor that mentee is going to do, but also helping sort of slipstream your onboarding process and slipstream your process for contributions. So it's really, I think it has a reciprocal help. It's not just the mentee, it's the mentor that also really benefits.
Cool. So I just wanted to talk just a little bit about some of the .NET Foundation initiatives. If we're just going to roll through really fast, I know it was really important to get, you know, to the F# Software Foundation, since this is an F# event. But there is a relationship here. So, you know, maybe people aren't really super familiar with either foundation, but, you know, the .NET Foundation is a little bit different. We do a lot of the same types of stuff as Alan was talking about, like building the ecosystem. We have a speaker, you know, you can sign up like a speaker bureau. Basically, you could sign up. Speakers can put their names in. They can sign up for events. We have the meetup groups. So we are doing a lot of the community outreach and diversity and that sort of thing through our outreach committee. But it really is like the Donna Foundation is a little bit more. It also is like the center of gravity for really like open development and collaboration around .NET. So its mission is really to support an innovative and commercially friendly open source ecosystem around the development platform. So we have over 100 projects and repos under its stewardship. And so the, you know, open source software foundations typically provide, you know, protection, legal services, support services, and best practices for helping these projects be successful and to grow the software and these open source ecosystems too. So, you know, and that takes, you know, a lot of funding. So we have, you know, a ton of corporate sponsors that donate to the .NET Foundation to keep it going. It's not just the individuals, it's large companies that are invested in the future of .NET at all up. So .NET is bigger than just Microsoft. Microsoft's one of the corporate sponsors, but we have Engine, DevExpress, AWS, Octopus Deploy, Okta, Progress, Uno, Uno Platform, VMware, and Bolsoft now, all as corporate sponsors donating money to help us, you know, support all of these projects and grow our ecosystem. So thank you so much for all of those sponsors. Our leadership team is elected. So this is a board of passionate .NET community members. Javier, you saw him on the broadcast earlier, is also on the board with me. This is the elected board. These were elected in July 2020, except for me. I am actually appointed by Microsoft. Microsoft created and stood up the .NET Foundation, and in the bylaws, has one appointed board member. Bill Wagner is also from Microsoft, was elected. And Claire Novotny is now our executive director, who came from the community Insight and now also works for Microsoft as well. So this is our leadership team, and we are very much boots on the ground and also run each of us chair one of these committees. So our project committee is not chaired by a board member directly. That's Sean Walker, who everybody's probably known from the open source ecosystem. He's now a lead maintainer of a project called Octane. So he is our chair. They're really in charge of bringing new projects, bringing those projects to the board for consideration for coming into the .NET Foundation. Outreach, they like I mentioned, support community activities and diversity programs. So Alan, I think there'd probably be a lot of connection between our two foundations there. We should probably look into a little bit more. And by the way, we just say that we have been collaborating a little bit more lately, especially as we tried to pull this event together, so that I think there's a lot of connection points both the foundations can make. We have our sponsorship committee, which really just brings in the funding, organizes a technical steering committee, and really provides benefits to our sponsors. Member support benefits, they're also in charge of creating the nominating committee, which brings in the nominations of the new board as well, and then they provide all the benefits and managing of our membership. Marketing, I'm the chair of the marketing committee, so that's all PR, go to market for the projects, events, web presence, social communications, so all the fun stuff, and maybe the boring stuff behind the scenes of marketing. Education is one of our new committees, and that's really where, Alan, we connected you and Kevin to Brian, who Brian is also not on the board, but a passionate volunteer who's created a set of curriculum for .NET, and we've created a .NET Foundation Academy, and he's ready to launch it. And really need some volunteers. I think this is where we could, the F-Sharp community could contribute some F-Sharp curriculum here as well.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I think there's a lot of opportunities there. Just really quick, here's some of the project services that I kind of mentioned. Don't need to get into it a lot, but, you know, really it's about, you know, providing all these services for projects so that they can just focus on writing code. So some projects take advantage of a lot of services and some don't need all of these support, but they're available. And we did mention the meetups. So happy to have F-Sharp groups who are active apply to be a member of our Meetup Pro. That means we pay for all your meetup fees. So and connect you to this network of speakers. Elections are here. Wanted to just make this PSA, they are, any member can run for the board. If you're not a member, you go to the .NETFoundation.org and get to be a member. You can apply to be a member. They are here. They take place August 4th through 18th. And then you can check out exactly who's running. I'm very excited to see some of the nominations and read through everybody's pitch. So Also, I mentioned the Academy. So Brian is, you know, creating this, you know, higher education aimed at higher education computer science software students. So like college level, and they're looking for partnership opportunities with the F Sharp. So if anybody is interested out there, take a look at the working group out on our .NET Foundation GitHub org there. Brian, would love to have you out there. Finally, just to how to get involved with us, there's a lot of things you can do. Even if you don't want to necessarily like become a member, you can still sign up for the newsletter. You can contribute to a project. You can, you know, nominate your meetup, find a meetup. There's a lot of things you can do. Anyways, I don't want to take up all of the time here, but I just want to leave it for some Q&A. I think Jeff said that there was some comments out there, so I want to leave a little time for a Q&A.
Yes, they are.
All right.
I'm going to bring him up here if you give me 1 second. So the best one, there was this gentleman. His name is Don. Do you guys know him? he said, Alan Ball's doing a great job for the F-Sharp org at .NETconf. Really good voice for the foundation. So nice tip of the hat there. Right. So that's awesome. So thank you, Don, for doing that. Obviously, we all know who Don is.
Well, thanks for inventing F Sharp. So
there you go. Perfect. It's that's like, great. And back to you, sir. No, I'm kidding. So we have a couple call outs here to Paige and Maria when they were doing the killer presentation of .NET notebooks. A lot of cool stuff happening there. So they're looking forward to seeing that. There were several about here. Here's the best one. It's like, I'm 26 hours awake. What a lot of great presentations. Thank you, F-Sharp org. Good night. It is 4 a.m. That is some hardcore .NET and F-Sharp viewing. That's amazing.
It's hard to pick the right time to start a virtual event. It really is.
always. So I love that. So. We have our dear friend, Jeremy Sinclair. Oh, Alan just brought up linking up with some of the .NET user groups. Trust that I will be all for seeing more .NET user group sessions. I can tell you the .NET Foundation virtual user group team would love to produce and host meetups to bring more visibility. So it goes back to that work between the two foundations, right?
Yeah. Which we want more of. Amazing. Jeremy's awesome. You know, he spoke at the last .NET Conf. I love Jeremy. I think he was live tweeting the whole event today. So thank you, Jeremy. Appreciate it.
He is a machine. That's what he is. And in the background, I was going to see, I see our dear friend, Mr. Jeff Fritz. What are you doing back there, Jeff? Uh-oh. He looks like a robot because like refreshing of everything.
Yeah, I think we're almost ready to announce some winners of the swag bag.
I don't want to do that. I want to do it like this. Yeah. So, I mean, I was going to say, obviously, it was you guys were going through the presentation and everything. It was great. That's
were the there biggest... any other questions for the
foundation? No, that was it. It was a lot more comments than actual questions, right? Because people wanted to learn more about it. And the biggest thing is that I think Alan mentioned is like it's a lot of hard work. There's not a lot of glamour to it. It's the background things that need to happen. Like the .NET Foundation doesn't say you got to do this with .NET. The F# Foundation doesn't say you got to do this. We got to keep the community alive, and that's what the foundations are there for. So, yeah. Mr. Fritz, you joined.
Hello. Yeah. Oh my goodness. It has been a fantastic day. Oh my God.
You guys are like my two partners in crime here to execute this event. I mean, thank you to all the speakers, the content, all that is amazing. But like, you know, there's a lot of things like just logistics, and you guys are like rock stars on that. So thank you so much. And to all the hosts, to Myra and Jamie, great job today. Yep.
Well, also to the great speakers, because obviously, you know, that is just. That's the background job.
The speakers,
exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say, I had a lot of fun doing the session with Alfonso, and actually even Don liked it as well. I think it was a tweet about it.
It's which hilarious. Was great. Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. I think if we say his name one more time, he will show up. Hey, Don.
Hey, Don. Thank you so much for being the sponsor. Big, big, big deal to have you like just drive all of this. It's just been so fantastic getting to know you as well.
My job is to say a huge thank you to Yavia, Beth, and Jeff for everything you've done in putting this together. I think it's been a breakthrough moment for .NET to sort of integrate F-sharp in the .NET Foundation communities, and in such a positive event. And yeah, it's just been really a wonderful time. It's been wonderful working with you all in preparing this, and you know, a big thank you to all three of you for everything you've done. And that's not just for myself, but on behalf of the entire F-sharp community and thank the .NET community in general.
I have a question for you, Don. So when you started in the keynote, there was light coming out of that window. Now there is no light. What time is it at home?
It's 1 a.m. here. Ooh, wow. I don't have his name, but who just joined, I think is John from Persia, from Iran, if I'm correctly. And it's always been great. It is how worldwide the F-sharp and .NET communities are.
That's great. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure whole week, the past 2 weeks that we've been working with the last minute tech checks and getting speakers all settled, the recording that we did last week, the run up to this event is always such a rush, and you know, huge thanks to everybody for their help.
We also want to thank our sponsors as well that make
this. Oh my gosh! Yes.
Right. So you know, I've got a slide of their logos, and these guys have been super generous to donate all the swag giveaways that we've got giving away in a moment. There you go, including the F-Sharp Software Foundation. So thank you, Alan, for the swag. These guys really, PyTop, I actually want to call out because they're giving away a donation to a school of your choice to give them software for building on top of the PyTop. So there's a whole bunch of lessons to learn C# and F# and Python. And like, this is like kind of cool. It's more of a donation kind of, I just wanted to call them out. They're very, very generous. Everybody else has like some super fun stuff though. So like over $2,000 for each swag bag, you'll be winning.
Wow.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's really incredible.
Yeah. So,
You know, the swag we're used to from F-Sharp events is like stickers. So this is a bit of a shock to the system.
If you don't win, we still have some great digital swag. So you can mod the .NET bot like Jeff announced in the beginning of the day. Go ahead and check that out. You can create your own coding companion and they'll basically make him like look exactly how you would like. There's also like .NET Foundation store. You could show your support. It is a donation to us, you know, if you buy some stuff on the store. We have belts, t-shirts, glasses, all kinds of fun stuff out there. And yes, Don, we do have stickers, sticker packs as well. And we have F-Sharp t-shirts. We do. I didn't put a picture there. We have F-Sharp t-shirts.
If I am right, correct, there's actually an F-Sharp foundation. On the F#.org, you can find an F-Sharp foundation store with some things you can
buy. I think that's exactly what the giveaway is something from that store, from the F-Sharp Software Foundation. So, all right. So, drum roll. So Javier has randomly selected out of all the folks that signed up over the course of the day today, 20 winners, and we'll be showing your names here. You will be contacted directly by each of the sponsors via the email address that you left. And here they are. So congratulations, all of you folks, if you're still watching. If you're not, that's okay. You don't have to be present here to win.
That is really great, you know. And one thing I'm really makes me happy. I actually don't know any of these names, so you got new people coming into the community.
It's not rigged.
It's not rigged. So welcome everyone who's the swag bag giveaway winners, and welcome to the F-Sharp community if you've not been participating before. And great to have you along.
All right. So thank you, everybody.
Thank you all again. And next big event, F-Sharp Exchange coming up. So the F-Sharp Game Jam running right now.
Yeah.
Get involved right now.
Yes.
I'll put the link on Twitter.
Yeah, and I'm going to probably extend the deadline, and we'll be doing more of these. The nice thing about the Game Jam, so we used itch.io as our little host. And the nice thing about that host is the contestants themselves vote, and so it reduces the administrative overhead, so we can do more of them. You know, it's really great. Quite easy. So
it's great.
It'll be a lot of fun.
Let's amplify the matter. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.